They're all around you in Buffalo, the earth movers, the street pavers.
There's lots of projects from the medical corridor to solar cities being put up, over a dozen hotels being refurbished or built.
And houses being built. That's good for Cheektowaga contractor Scott Scheider.
You have about 40 employees. Could you use more?
Oh yeah, I would probably double that. I very much could, but they're not out there. They're just not there.
Carpenters, metal workers, roofers, nowhere to be seen. Why is that?
A lot more retirements.
Retirement, sure, but John Slenker of the State Labor Department points to something else.
If you're smart, good in school, you're encouraged to go on to college.
But college isn't your only option if you're smart and good in school.
But if you like to work with your hands, any of the skilled trades, there's a lot of opportunity.
In all of the skilled industries, have it be electricians, plumbers, drywalls, everything else, everything's in such demand and such need.
You had better be willing to work physically hard. You've got to show up on time. You've got to learn from your boss.
You know, the basics.
Whoa.
This is Bob Fenn of Buffalo.
So this is my environment here.
It's where he lives and works.
Mostly with metal, but, you know, you have to make furniture or something on occasion. So it's nice to have a good table saw.
His workspace is huge. A bandsaw here, a bar bender over there, a bicycle on the wall near the ceiling. Most of it artifacts from his more than four decades as a home builder and metal worker, an architect, and a metal artist. And he began as a skilled tradesman.
I think if I had it to do over again, I'd know how to be an electrician because I see the demand for electricians and plumbers.
Experienced electricians in Western New York typically make over $60,000 a year.
I know a couple people looking for what they should do in life, and I always suggest that they should look into the building trades. It's not overnight. But in the end, when you get to be in your 30s, then you look back and say, boy, that was a good idea. I'm glad I did that. And not say, boy, I wish I had done that.
Among those who were glad they'd done that was the late University at Buffalo president, William Greiner. His wife, Carol.
His father died when he was quite young. He was 12 or 13, and he had to go to work. So he, in the summer, he worked on construction, and mostly with people pouring concrete for a facility. They taught him a lot.
What do you think they taught him?
Well, they taught him what hard work was, for one thing.
You can make a living in skilled trades, as it offers rewards beyond the money. Bob Fenn restored the historic metalwork on UB's Hayes Hall.
I sort of like the restoration work. You always feel like you're contributing or maintaining the history of the city. And it's always nice to drive by and say, oh, I did that or I did that.
John Slenker of the Labor Department.
When I think of skilled tradesmen, they're on par with someone with a master's degree.
And the job opportunities in Western New York are the best they've been in a very long time. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.